Hello, welcome to Dailyish, episode number 63 for Monday, January 5th, 2015. I keep saying 2014 on all my podcasts is the joke you should not say on a podcast. It's minus 24 Celsius, feels like all of minus 34 Celsius, which is about minus 29 Fahrenheit for the American folks who happen to listen. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Campaign Monitor is the first sponsor of Dailyish and continue to be so. If you're sending email newsletters, Campaign Monitor makes it fun, easy, and beautiful. Try your hand with their template builder and have a responsive email template ready in 60 seconds. So check them out at campaignmonitor.com. Well, it's new year, nothing new really with the podcast, same podcast, new me, same me. I'm recording a video version of this for the Patreon folks, just to, again, as an experiment. It's not like a super big perk just to see my ugly mug recording a podcast, but just for something a little different behind the scenes-ish. And using the new webcam that sponsors, our patrons, sorry, helped pick up. Hope your Christmas holidays was great, or break, time off from work, whatever you ended up doing over the last few weeks. I took an intentional break from work, as well as a break from podcasting, just sort of take a breath and refreshed. It was actually kind of interesting because I was this last weekend with coming back to work now and back to podcasting this week and, you know, just stuff happening, kind of feeling like, I don't know if I miss it that much. I don't know if I really want to be doing this? Is this like, I didn't have this huge drive to go back and record a podcast right away. But then I started thinking about topics and thinking about stuff for Dailyish and Show Me Your Mic and other shows I do and things that we have planned for good stuff. And pretty soon it was kind of exciting again and thinking, but it was good. It was good to take a break and just kind of stop doing stuff for a bit just to make sure that it was actually stuff I wanted to do. And turns out it is. So one of the things I got for Christmas from, I think it was my parents, that they picked up off my Amazon wish list, which is a great way to suggest things to your parents if they're hard up for ideas or whatever for you, and is the Star Wars trilogy on DVD/Blu-ray. I hadn't actually owned it ever, I don't think. No, not even on VHS or anything back in the day. But with the new Star Wars coming out this year, I was kind of thinking about wanting to show and watch the first four, episode four is what I was thinking about. But the first three episodes, anyways, of Star Wars with my son, who's 7. He'll be 8 in June. Thinking that it might be something that we do as a rite of passage as each child turns 8. We're sort of sorting through some of those thoughts and ideas of how we might, just mark different passages of time in your child's life. Because there's one stream of parenting, a little sub-parenting rant or topic is, one stream of parenting says, well, you just show your as your oldest becomes aware and old enough to handle things, the younger ones just get dragged along with it. We have a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old now. And so if you've kept up with the podcast, you'd know that already. But that's one way. And we often do that. We'll watch, like, we've watched like Finding Nemo or Toy Story or something, and they'll just, we wouldn't have watched that with our oldest when he was 2 necessarily, because we were, you know, the single parent or single child overly concerned parents. By the time you have 3, you're kind of like, well, whatever. But no, we whereas other stuff, we've tried to take a little more intentional tact with things and don't always succeed at it. We're not great at it. We took the 2 oldest to Big Hero 6 on last week, and the 4-year-old was a little, I think the bad guy was a little scary for him for some reason and just kind of didn't sit right with him, but he still enjoyed it. He still liked it, but probably took it in a little bit too heavy. And being on a big screen, completely different than on our little, well, relatively little 32-inch TV at home, without the big surround sound system and all that stuff, it's a little easier for kids anyways to sort of disengage for a moment if they need to, whereas a big screen at the theater. Anyways, I'm going way off topic. So we're Star Wars. The episode 4, I hadn't watched in a long time, and I mean, I know the story, obviously, I knew exactly what happened, all that kind of stuff, but hadn't seen it, and hadn't really seen it in the context of my own kid watching it someday. And so on the other night, I went over to my parents, they have the big TV and the Blu-ray things and the whatevers, and so watched it there, And I think it'll be fine for him. Each kid is different, so there's no like magical age thing, I don't think. But for our kids anyways, we've tried to sort of, we're not in a rush to have them grow up in terms of what they watch. So if they still dig Franklin the Turtle, then let's let them watch Franklin the Turtle. No need to like rush them on to something bigger and more older or whatever. But yeah, with Star Wars, it's kind of a different beast, and it'd be fun to like go to the theater with him, having seen the first three and know what's where the story is at, rather than seeing, you know, episode 8 in the theater or something like that. So anyways, where was I going? Oh yeah, with episode 4, having watched that, and I'll talk about episode 6 or 5 and 6 when I watch them as well, I guess. But the like Vader, watching Vader, Darth Vader in it, it doesn't feel like he's as evil as we sort of remember. We've had like, what has it been, almost 30 years of like sort of culture, media telling us and reminding us how evil Darth Vader is and the bad guy that he is. But watching it now, and especially on Blu-ray, like where you see, like, I mean, the viewers of this little video here in HD, it's one thing, but like on Blu-ray, you can really see the mask of Vader. Like when I watched it the first time, when I think I was like between eight and 10, somewhere in there, it was on like an old crappy TV. It just happened to be on TV one night, and I turned it on and watched it. That's my memory of finding out about Star Wars. But you know, it was a bit grainy, a bit blurry. Here on Blu-ray, you can see exactly like the glue or whatever that's holding Vader's mask together, and some of the Stormtrooper stuff. It's, you know, it's all, especially for late 70s style movie editing and production, it was great, but it still is, you know, nowhere near the quality that we have today in terms of production value. And so, despite even with George Lucas's meddling and adding effects and stuff, which were terrible, like, I can't believe some of the, I know I saw the special editions updated, or the updated special editions or whatever of episode 4 when it came out, but some, again, maybe it's the Blu-ray thing, but on a huge screen, but like, just I can't believe that they let that pass, even in the 90s or whenever that was that he edited them, where like the Mos Eisley cantina and stuff, and the dinosaur, or guys, I'm getting the words wrong, send me an email, I guess, but you know, that just the on-screen effects are just brutal that he added. I don't know why he thought that was good, but anyway. So I'm back to my kids watching Star Wars. The idea being, or the thought is, actually the whole movie is more or less okay. It's a lot of just, you know, space lasers and shooting and big explosions, but very little guts and gore. Aside from in the cantina at the beginning, the sort of first quarter of the movie is where it's kind of like, you know, the Obi-Wan slices the guy's arm off. There's something else that happened. I forget what it was. But yeah, there's a few sort of more graphic elements there, I guess. But anyways, all good. It was great to see it again. Great to hear and watch hear the soundtrack, the fanfare start up at the beginning, which again, had been a while, and definitely had been a while since I'd seen it in with a, you know, good surround sound and nice screen and stuff like that. So that's what I'll be doing over the next little while, is up watching Empire Strikes Back and excuse me, and the sixth one. Oh man, I just lost a whole bunch of cred. Why am I blanking on it? I'll just leave it blank. I'm not going to Google it because I failed, and that's okay. Failed my Star Wars test right now. A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, of course. Duh. Okay, so year end brings about new ideas. Oh, I'm already 9 minutes in. I guess I better save it for next time. But the idea, maybe by the time I record next episode, I'll have done this already. I'm toying with the idea of taking a bit of a rest, a break from social media stuff, especially Twitter is the main culprit for me, where I just tweet unnecessary things, which I feel are funny, and it's just kind of what I do. But then I waste a lot of time reading and I enjoy the conversations I have with folks, but yeah, just the stuff that I sort of read and don't really need to be reading. I could mute everybody, I guess, maybe for a while. If there was an easy way to do that in Tweetbot, I would just mute everybody for a month and then come back and see what happened. But easiest thing is probably just to, I'll probably turn off my main Twitter accounts on my computer and my iPhone and start with that anyways, is one option. Facebook is less of a draw, but I guess if I get rid of Twitter, maybe I would start getting distracted by Facebook more. Maybe go to Google+. Who knows? Anyways, your thoughts. Love to hear them. Chris at goodstuff.fm. I'm iChris on Twitter for now. And thanks for watching and listening to Dailyish, episode 63. You can find it on goodstuff.fm/dailyish, and goodstuff_fm is the Twitter account for Good Stuff. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.